بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أخوان وفكراء، there are many triads that one learns in the spiritual life. Probably the most common is mahafa, mahabba, and marifa, fear, love, and knowledge. These are general descriptions of the spiritual life and the path. There's another triad that Sheikh Abu Bekr explains in his book, The Book of Certainty. And he describes these three levels as the lore of certainty, the eye of certainty, and the truth of certainty, in which there is, first of all, an attraction. One gets the sense of the holy. One sees a glimmer of the divine, the eye of certainty. That's the lore of certainty. Then one approaches what one has seen, the eye of certainty. And then finally, one embraces it or merges with it, the truth of certainty. His illustration is to look at a moth and a flame. The moth is attracted to the flame, the lore of certainty. He approaches the flame, the eye of certainty, and he merges with the flame, or is extinguished in the flame, the truth of certainty. It's a good description of the spiritual process in general. One of the things our path offers, as do all religions, is a set of structured rites. And many of our rites have a formal structure to them. And that offers us many things. One of the things the structure of a rite offers is a message in and of itself. The structure of a rite, the form of a rite, is a message from the divine in and of itself. The Salat, for example, is not just a collection of random movements. It's a part of the revelation. Also, one of the things one gets from a structure is a kind of interior freedom. Because if one knows the rite, if one can do the rite because one has done it many, many times, then one is free from thinking about the mechanics of what one is doing. And one is free to collect oneself, to be as present as possible, to pay attention, and to invoke, and to be completely part of this holy rite that we're participating in. Now, one of the best examples combining both this triad of lore, eye, and truth, and the notion of the importance of a structured rite, is in the traditional Muslim greeting. And if you think about the way we greet each other, we see one another, we approach one another, and we embrace one another. This is the same process that's described above. And in doing so, we engage in this formal rite, because the traditional greeting has its own form, and we participate in that. It, after all, doesn't mean much to conduct a rite and not be present. And it doesn't mean much to greet someone if you're not fully present in your greeting them. That's fairly obvious. Now, we greet one another in the Tariqah, and the initiates have a particular gift in the initiatic handshake, which is part of our rite. Because when initiates greet each other, they take each other's hand, and then for a moment, put their finger on the artery in the wrist. And that symbolism is very clear. The symbol is we are one blood. But it's not simply we are one blood as Muslims, or we are one blood as Fukara, or even that we are one blood as Maryamiya Fukara, but we are one because La ilaha illallah, because we are one. And in doing so, one steps beyond duality, one steps beyond conflict, one steps beyond opposition. And the very definition of a condition where there is no opposition, where there is no resistance, where there is no antagonism, the very definition of that is peace, which is what we say to each other, salam. So when you greet each other, think about it as a formal rite, participate in it as fully as possible. Do the rite as perfectly as you can. Be as present as you can. This is part of our tradition, and there's a great gift in all of this for all of us. Wallahu a'lam.